Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to have a ball and listen to this past week in recording history. But this first segment of the show is for my dear sweet stepmother, Connie. During a recent visit, I found out a couple of her favorite vintage songs, so we'll start off with those. But Connie is of Czechoslovakian heritage, which will explain the inclusion of the last two songs in the set. Here's Harry Reaser's Radio Band.
From sunny Tennessee, you love her when you see sweet Jenny Lee. Each little bird is singing merrily, just getting set to see sweet Jenny Lee. She's got that certain something in her style. She's got a bit of heaven in her smile. She promised me that she'd say yes, sirree, that's good enough for me, sweet Jenny Lee.
Oh, Thank you.
Arthur Fields, credited on the label of that Romeo 78 as Bud Burney, and There's a Czechoslovak Waiting for Me. That was recorded November 18, 1929, and the band was Fred Hall's Sugar Babies, credited as the Hometowners. You may have recognized the previous song as Boo Hoo, but may have had a little difficulty singing along or understanding the words, since it was by R.A. Dvorsky and Trio and was sung in Czech. Funny thing, though, boo-hoo is pronounced the same in Czech as it is in English. The R.A. in R.A. Dvorsky is for Rudolf Antonín. He was born March 24, 1899 in Czechoslovakia and led the Melody Boys, one of the most successful dance bands in Czechoslovakia, from 1929 to 1944, when he was forced to disband due to tuberculosis. He also founded his own music publishing company, but he ran afoul of the state because of his jazz and swing music and was imprisoned for a time. He died on August 2, 1966. Boo Hoo was preceded by Al Boley with Ray Noble's orchestra and The Old Spinning Wheel, written by Billy Hill, from May 10, 1933. We began the show with Harry Reaser's Radio Band from a Hit of the Week record recorded December 29, 1930, and released to newsstands on February 5, 1931, and one of my stepmother Connie's favorite songs, Sweet Jenny Lee, written by Walter Donaldson. The vocal there was by Frank Luther. I hope you enjoyed those records, Connie. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Some weeks ago, listener Tom in England suggested I do a segment called A Bunch of Old Balls. Well, here for listener Tom is the first of several sets of rapidly rotating records about balls, starting off with another Harry Reaser band. Thank you.
onion. Yes, yes, do we mind our bunion? No, no, let your feet get busy, you can't stop, come on. We're having a ball, say whenever your cares are chronic. Let's tell the world go hang. Oh, you find the greatest tonic is to go on mugging with the gang. Have we all got rhythm? Yes, yes, drop that rhythm. Heck no, then all keep running. Yeah, one and all, come on. Cause having a ball, beat on out.
Johnny Dodds and his Chicago Footwarmers, December 3rd, 1927, and Grandma's Ball. Grandma's Ball was preceded by Fats Waller and his Rhythm, who were having a ball on Christmas Eve of 1936. We started off with Harry Reaser's Six Jumping Jacks and Charleston Ball from a Brunswick 78 waxed January 27th, 1926. That was also issued on Vocalion as by the Six Hayseeds and on Perfect as by Phil Hughes and his Hi-Hatters. Now that last set had to do with balls as a formal dance or festive occasion, but here's a ball of a different sort.
Quit railroading, we didn't agree at all. There was always something wrong with the Southern Cannonball. I once loved a maiden, she was fair and tall. Her father was the engineer on the Southern Cannonball. She promised that she would wed me in the merry month of June and go to the magic islands to spend our honeymoon. Yodelay, 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 yodelay. Yodelay, 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 yodelay. oodle-dee-dee-dee, oodle-dee-dee-dee. At last my dreams were shattered when she put me off with a stall. She said the whistle was broken on the southern cannonball. I love this girl sincerely, so I fixed the whistle back. The next thing she told me, the caboose is off of the track. For days and nights I labored to get it back with the train, and all was ready for the highball, the bell refused to ring. Play, play, play. I fixed the bell in a jiffy and called for Preacher Dunn, who married us in an old boxcar, for the train refused to run.
Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra, July 28, 1928, and Cannonball Rag, written in 1905 by Joseph C. Northup. Before that, it was the Singing Brakeman, Jimmy Rogers, recording in Louisville, Kentucky on June 17, 1931, and Southern Cannonball. We started the segment with Jelly Roll Morton and his Red Hot Peppers in Chicago on December 16, 1926, and Cannonball Blues, written by Morton, Charlie Ryder, and Marty Bloom. Continuing our theme of a bunch of old balls, here's Billy Murray. ¶¶
Talk about your funny masquerade. Talk about your funny looking braids. Did you hear of the four old maids who gave a fancy ball? Old maids gathered there from every town, each one dressed up in a funny gown. I was asked to go and so I hurried down to the old maid's ball. There were old maids short and tall, dancing round the hall. One who knew us grew up to us. She was older than St. Louis. Miss Melinda Rand led the female band, and when they played Here Comes the Bride, four old maids sat down and cried. Someone hollered, there's a man outside, and broke up the old maid's ball. Everybody in the hall was asked not to laugh and say it was a test. What I thought was a funny mess turned out to be a face. Someone came to me and put me wise. $50 was the standing prize. To the one who had a perfect figure, nobody won the prize. There were old maids short and tall, dancing round the hall. One who knew us grew up to us. She was older than St. Louis. Miss Melinda Rand led the female band, and one old maid named Geraldine, oldest maid I've ever seen, said tomorrow I'll be 17, and broke up the old maid's ball.
Showing all the
Lou Stone and his band, March 30th, 1935, and The Bouncing Ball, written by Frank Trumbauer. Before that, it was the Dixie Rhythm Kings, all members of the Earl Hines Orchestra, except the pianist, William Barbee, from whom we heard a short solo in Storybook Ball, recorded September 23rd, 1929. Storybook Ball was written by Billy Montgomery and George Perry, and was preceded by Mamie Smith and her Jazz Hounds, with the Darktown Flappers Ball, recorded December 8, 1922. The Darktown Flappers Ball was written by Bernie Grossman and Irving Maslov. Bernie Grossman also wrote the lyrics to the earlier World War I songs Just a Baby's Letter from No Man's Land, The Letter That Never Reached Home, Say a Prayer for the Boys Out There, and We're Going Over. We began the segment with Billy Murray all the way back on May 13, 1913, and The Old Maid's Ball, written by Irving Berlin. It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So-called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is Eddie Cantor.
Thank you. look up and smile, look up and smile. Though bygone years brought bitter tears, just look up and smile. Smiles are in style. Into each life some raindrops must fall. The sun, you know, can shine for us all. Just cry, don't cry, it's not worth a while. So smile, look up and smile.
Whenever they're passing by, melt your little heart like butter. Oh me, oh my. Say, when you get the blueses, who you thinking of? Who's your little who's-this? Who do you love? Thank you.
We started off this edition of This Week in Recording History with Eddie Cantor, backed by the Georgians, and If You Do What You Do, recorded exactly 85 years ago this very day, January 4th, 1924. If You Do What You Do was written by Roy Turk, Lou Handman, and Eddie Cantor. Abe Lyman also recorded a terrific version of the song, which you'll hear next week. You will be listening next week, I trust. Earlier in the show, we heard the Cannonball Rag, and we just heard another rag, this one composed in 1909 by Henry Lodge and performed by Harry Roy and his band on January 4th, 1935. That was the Temptation Rag. Next, it was the Green Brothers Novelty Band and Look Up and Smile, written by Harry D. Squires. The vocal refrain on that December 29th, 1926 Edison recording was Arthur Fields. We finished up with Ben Selvin and his orchestra and an unidentified vocalist on Who's Your Little Who's-us, recorded on December 29, 1931. I'm Glenn Robison. You've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in again next week. And as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.